never rests. Happy Thursday morning. It's the Georgia Show here on the Dogs HQ YouTube channel. Appreciate everybody tuning in today and getting their Thursday's the new Friday, man. You're getting the weekend started today. Don't kid yourself. Guys, the Georgia Show.
Summertime, man. Summertime.
That's right. Georgia Show brought to you by our friends at American Pride Bank. Look, if you're looking for an opportunity to change your banking, to get into banking, to look for a small business loan, American Pride Bank, the bank that you need to contact. Locations in Athens, Alpharetta, and online at AmericanPride.bank. You're talking to decision makers along the way at every stop. They are member FDIC and an equal opportunity lender. So get over and check with American Pride Bank. Rusty Mansell, good morning to you, sir. It is another big week for the Georgia Bulldogs, and not just for the reason that we've got official visits to talk about, but let's dive right in on this one. Georgia gets Justice Fitzpatrick, four-star prospect, top 100 guy in the nation. And I got to tell you, Rusty, this was one of those guys that I only kind of recently got into the film on. That's a physical cat to be playing down there. You know, sometimes you think big brother, little brother of Minka, who Kirby Smart and company know well, you know, sometimes maybe you're living a little bit off of big brother's legacy. You play with a little finesse, protect yourself. Justice Fitzpatrick, he puts his nose in there, man.
Oh, yeah, tough. He's from a big-time program there in South Florida, St. Thomas Aquinas. And, you know, you look at him, the size, skill set, you know, the mentality. I kind of told this story on the dog walk. You know, he took his visit in Georgia. You know, they've known this family a long time. Minka, his older brother, obviously played for Kirby and Glenn Schumann at Alabama, All-American, you know, freshman All-American, all these other things. But he came with Justice on a couple of visits to Georgia. He sat down in the film room with those guys. And obviously, I think, you know, you're going to respect your older brother, what he's been through, first rounder and all that he's been done in his career. But Justice certainly, if his name was Justice Smith, he would still be heavily recruited. You know what I mean? So, but you, having someone like that in your home is invaluable. It's been through this. Mom and dad been through the process. I was told they met with Kirby and things went well and went downstairs and was saying coaches bye to some coaches and said, you know what? We're not leaving here without committee. So they go up Sunday night or Sunday afternoon and silently, you know, verbal to Kirby. And I think it made everybody in the building. There was some juice in the building from what I heard. And he went public a couple of days later, not expecting him now to visit Ohio State. Ohio State was the other school here that, you know, ironically, it's not Alabama. It was Ohio State that was the biggest competition. And, you know, he held true and went public with it, and he's in this class now for Georgia. Charles Power loves it. This is a guy that's a sub 100, a sub 1100. I think Charles texted the day, said he ran five times this spring under 11 and 100 at his size. So you look at that guy, this is exactly what Georgia's looking for. Physical, long dudes, man, that can run.
Yeah, you know, the other thing that really stands out to me about this, obviously there's the deep Alabama connections, of course. Everybody's going to point to that, and probably, you know, there was some consternation, some discussion as to where Alabama and where he fell on Alabama's board, I guess. Georgia seemingly no concerns throughout. Like you said, they know what they're getting. They know what the Fitzpatrick family is about. And, you know, it's kind of crazy, though, to see a guy who would be a legacy for Alabama, you know, follow Kirby this many years later. But, hey, I'm sure he's more than happy to get it. Almost 6'1", 195 pounds. To me, Rusty, this defensive back class is taking shape in a way that people, I think, probably hoped when you added a recruiter the caliber of Tre'Varius Robinson and a guy who was well-reputed on the trail in Dante Williams. You've got Zach Ford in now. You've got Keelan Jones. You got Jordan Smith. And now Justice Fitzpatrick in the mix. This is shaping up to be a really nice cycle for the defensive backs in this one.
I know sometimes Georgia fans get a little bit frustrated, and it is what it is. But they, you know, they're used to winning every single battle. But I'm one of those ones. I really don't worry about the DB room, man. There might be a miss here or there, but they trust their evals. I think with a team this head coach is Kirby Smart, and he's got some elite guys, I think, in that room. This is a big one, man, for Dante Williams. I mean, Dante Williams is the lead recruiter on this. Glenn Schumann knew the family. They knew him. I think I saw Justice retweet a picture of Minka's first day at Alabama that Glenn Schumann posted. So that said a lot. But I can tell you, Dante Williams, this was his – you know, he's been here now over a year, and he's got his, you know, kind of feet settled into Athens. And he came over from USC, and this was a big win for him, man. And this is a kid they locked in on for a long time. And Dante Williams, defensive back coach of Georgia, got this one done.
Yeah, man. There was a little bit of hand-wringing, I think, going into this cycle when it came to defensive back. And look, let's call it what it was. It was a bit thin last cycle. I mean, in terms of, especially a cornerback, you were real light there. But you're off to a great start this year. You know, Jordan Smith, one of those guys I feel like we've discussed, could potentially play safety or cornerback as needed. A tremendous athlete. Got a couple of top 100 guys here now in the mix in the secondary. That's huge, man. And look, it took a cycle, kind of like we cautioned people it might, to get away from Ellis Robinson and DeMello Jones. Because guys know, walking into that room, I'm probably not going to come in as a freshman.
I'll follow them two. Ellis Robinson, number one cornerback in America. So that. You know what's coming in behind that, and Georgia's going to face that in the 2027 quarterback class when you get a kid like Jared Curtis in front of it. You know, it's going to take somebody that really wants to be at Georgia. So that certainly, when you take the DeMello Jones and Ellis Robinson, not a whole lot of people in line going, hey, I want to get some of that every day. I want to compete with those guys every day, is what it is.
Yeah, you get a guy like Justice, though, and you've got Minka as the older brother. And to me, that's so – listen, the kid is getting incredible coaching at St. Thomas Aquinas, one of the best programs in America, regardless of state. I mean, just an absolute powerhouse, and have been for a couple of decades now. I mean, this is a tremendous high school program. But you also have the added advantage of, oh, yeah, your brother was an All-American defensive back, has been a very successful NFL player, and you're getting that coaching to go along with that as well, man. I mean, to me, it's kind of a total package. And, you know, it's something we talked about with Carter Luckey also, the idea that you get a guy who knows very well firsthand, because his older brother's gone through it, what Georgia is about, what Kirby Smart is about, what it's like to be coached by Kirby Smart. Because it is not a pleasant experience.
No. It's just not all-inclusive resort. But you know, there's a lot of honesty there. You know, I mean, you can think about Lawson Luckey with Carter and how much time he spent there. He's been through the recruiting process, and he's been through the Bloody Tuesdays. You know, you tell a little brother, hey, this is what to expect. And, you know, if you want those guys, coming in with that mentality, like, I'm ready to take on that challenge. That's what I want. I think it's what separates Georgia right now from a lot of schools, is it ain't cut out for everybody. And that's okay. You know what I mean? It ain't Georgia or bust, but Georgia is recruiting a specific type of player and a mentality like, hey, this is not going to be easy. This is not going to be fun at times. Like, we are working here. And if you have that mindset, and we're recruiting you, we offer you, this is a spot for you.
Yeah, absolutely. A big pickup. Great start to the summer. The Dogs, look, we mentioned going into this summer, we thought that there was a chance for them to add double-digit commits. They're two in, and we're a week into this thing. We're not even, I mean, not even a week. We haven't even gotten that far. So really a nice pickup there. Love the Justice Fitzpatrick get for the Bulldogs. Speaking of love, if you love your pop, you love dad, Father's Day on the horizon, sunheist.com. Get over, check them out. And look, I've got the perfect pair of sunglasses. I went on here and I built out a pair. And this is the kind of thing that dad is going to throw these on. He's going to be that dude out on the lake this summer. I'm telling you. Tell me that your dad's not going to look good in these. The Cedars, matte black and gloss neon lime. You got the true blue mirror on there. And that's $45, Rusty, for that pair of sunglasses. Plus, you get the 20% off with code DOGSHQ20. You can't go wrong. They've got all kinds of styles. Look, you need to get dad something cool. You need to get him something thrifty. You're trying to save some money, right? Sunheights.com, the place to go. He needs some new shades for getting out on the trail, getting out on the lake, just chilling and grilling in the backyard, man. they got you hooked up. Lightweight frames, lifetime warranty on the frames. You got injected polarization in the lenses, so it's not going to delaminate. Incredible customer service, free returns. Shipping is super quick, so you're going to get them in time for Father's Day. Get out and check them out, man. Sunheist.com, an incredible product. Great friends of ours. I had mine on yesterday. They're killer, man.
I'll tell you something. I can see me in those right now, drilling. maybe like a Big Johnson t-shirt. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, yes, sir. I'll be ready to roll this summer, man.
Your wife don't need any of that, brother. We can't. She knows you put those on, the lady's going to be cacked.
It's a wrap. It's a wrap. It's like my man Justin said, you're either a leader or you're not, man.
Absolutely. So, absolutely. Yeah. Rusty, turning the page here onto this weekend. Obviously, last weekend yielded some incredible results. But another big visit weekend for the Georgia Bulldogs. Official visits continue to roll. And this one, Rusty, I think going into the summer, Jake and I talked about this the other day on the show. I think people expected this one to kind of be maybe the slow week. This was going to be maybe the one that was, you know, it was going to be okay, but was it going to be a banner week? And it has shaped up to be just as, if not better than the first week. I mean, the amount of talent is absolutely loaded. Savion Hyder, Chauncey Kinnon, Akane Ogboko. I've been saying his name wrong. I'm trying to work on that. PJ Dean in town. Caden Harris, the Vanderbilt commit. Very interesting there. Ebenezer Iwatade, the teammate of Akane Ogboko. Vodney Cleveland, Matt Ludwig, Kendall Gerville, Braden Fogle, Graham Houston, Jared Smith, Tamarian Watkins, Xavion Griffin-Haynes, Brady Marchese, and Fletcher Turk among those names expected. Mm. And it won't be a huge surprise if any others pop up. But I'm curious, Rusty, going into this weekend, some of the names that we need to talk about, obviously Savion Hyder, a guy that Georgia covets, but so does Ohio State. So does Michigan. Tennessee feels like a team that's really picking up some steam there. Georgia, for me, this is kind of the definitive visit. And it's weird to say that about an early summer visit because of how these things get done these days. I think you're going to have a feel on where Hyder is in this class and where Georgia feels he is in this class. Look, there's no question he's a take. Does he want Georgia as bad as Georgia wants him, though?
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be the case. And, you know, we could have another whole conversation. You know, I saw what our people at On3 said yesterday. They felt like Michigan and Tennessee kind of the teams right now, and I would not disagree with that. You know, this is a big visit for him. He's been to Georgia a lot of times, man. He's made a lot of unofficial visits. And this is one of those ones, you know, he's going to come in and have a conversation. Is Georgia going to be the biggest bidder here? They're not going to be. I mean, this is not going to happen. And, you know, what does he see himself? Does he want to get into that room at Georgia? Does he want to play at Georgia? Obviously, the NIL part will be very competitive. But, you know, if this one's a, you know, highest bidder type deal, then this is not going to happen. So, not saying that it is, but that's kind of the way this thing's going to go this weekend. I will say this, from this young man's out of Virginia, his interest, he has been to Georgia a lot of times. Josh Crawford has recruited him a long time, so it'll be a big visit. I think, pronounce it, because I don't want to mess this kid's up. I know his brother's on the team, but I don't want to mess it. So how do you pronounce his first name?
Akane.
Okay, make sure I'm getting that right.
I had a guy talk me out in the comments about it, so I'm working on it, man. Hey, I'm learning.
Yeah, you don't get a second. You don't get a mulligan, you know what I mean, when you say it. But I definitely don't want to mess it up. But I think this is a big one. I think this is an elite tackle prospect. This is a very, to me, this class is down nationwide. I think there's about six or seven guys that I would consider, like, kind of elite. I think he's one of those. Obviously, with his brother here, that's going to be a connection. He was at Clemson this past weekend, and, you know, they've been on him for a while. So, to me, that you look at this weekend, and it's those positions that we get talked about the most questions. D-line, you got three D-linemen, I think, that are major targets. You got a couple of O-tackle prospects. Fletcher Turk is a kid out of Hebron this is kind of heating up. He was at Georgia Tech this weekend. I know Clemson's involved here. Georgia did offer. This might be a big, big visit this weekend. It's a 6'6 tackle out of Hebron that picked up. Caden Harris, corner. Kennan, corner. So they've got some guys here at those positions. You start talking about D-line. You start talking about specifically D-tackles. So there's a lot there, the positions we get asked a lot about. DB, offensive tackle, and D-line. Those guys are in town. Got a couple of edge guys. Tamarian Watkins out of Rock Hill, South Carolina, Northwestern. This is a kid that's an inside linebacker that Georgia's recruiting. Sounds like there's a lot of steam, a lot of momentum kind of with South Carolina right now.
See if inside they can get linebacker, in there. You say?
He's going to be an inside linebacker. I think this is a guy.
Yeah, 200 pounds. That's a Quay Walker to me, man. That's a Quay Walker build.
I asked some people yesterday that I trust and said, is this guy an inside backer for Georgia? I said, yes, that we're recruiting him an inside backer. So, you know, you take him with that frame and say, this guy's going to be 225, you know what I mean, in a couple of years. So we'll see if that works out. And listen, Georgia's so versatile there. They can play him at inside, but also put you out on the edge. And you can look at Jalen Walker, how well that worked for him. And Quay Walker as well, but you know, being able to play multi positions and being able to see it inside the box, inside the tackle box, is something I'm sure the NFL covets. So there's a lot of guys here this weekend. PJ Dean's a kid. I think that Georgia's, you know, this is a guy that's the brother of Jared Wilson. That played at Georgia, so he's at West Forsyth up in Clemens, North Carolina. We'll see. This is a kid, defensive end. I think this is a 5-tech. Kind of guy that Georgia's been kind of looking for too. You know, I think they had a lot of momentum there and then kind of lost it. I think Ohio State, you know, kind of went all in on him. So certainly there'll be some conversations this weekend with Georgia and see if they can gain some of that back. But a lot going on, and these visits are this is it. This is go time.
PJ Dean, definitely a name, obviously, Rusty, that interests me. But another guy here that it feels like we've heard momentum about throughout is Chauncey Kennett. And I mean, at one point, I feel like 2 months ago, 3 months ago, we were kind of just in holding pattern. Okay, is this guy going to make a decision? And at that time, it felt like it was Georgia. It's gotten a little bit quieter around the Chauncey Kennett recruitment since that time, seemingly. This feels like a really big visit for them in that regard. I'm curious your feel on this one kind of going into it.
We're going to find out. You know what I mean? Like, that's the beauty of these things. You'll have a really good feel right after these visits. Like, are you in this thing? Or are you not? We kind of know the vibe that we get and working, you know, networks and people we talk to. And, you know, quite honestly, now we talk to agents. So that's part of it. So you'll kind of know after this weekend if George is in the neighborhood. And they certainly is a kid that they would love to have. I think Florida, Miami, also everybody involved with him too, being a South Florida kid. But you know, if Georgia were to get this one, whew, that would be a really good, be a hell of a week for them, especially in South Florida.
Oh, no question. Real quick here, a few people shouting in. Brodo Baggins says, "Sick 'em Dogs, love the show. Y'all do a damn good job." Thank you, man. You're doing a good job in the comments section over there. Like you said, Justin Orban says, "You're either elite or you're not," and that's the truth. DGD Podcast checking in.
Morning, there's everybody. My guy. There's my guy. There's our North Carolina guy there. We got Ken James up there hitting the my man Ken James hitting that Ghostbusters goblin deal. Or... We've been slimed this morning, huh?
Rusty, another guy that really interests me in this cycle, because he had some really strong things to say about Georgia early on, Kendall Gurville. And, you got Florida, Texas, and Georgia, kind of the three that are in the running for this one right now. I told Jake this on the show the other day. If that guy in the pictures we have of him is carrying 315 pounds, as we have him labeled, he's carrying it quite well. That is a good-looking prospect at 300-plus pounds. This is a guy, though, Rusty, that at various times has said Georgia was top of his board. Now, Texas, I understand, going to give folks pause when you hear the Longhorns are involved. What does that mean monetarily? This is a guy, Rusty, that I think probably deserves a little more attention than he's gotten throughout this cycle, at least from the Georgia perspective.
Yeah, Georgia's been on him hard, really hard, and they would love to grab somebody from Fort Myers, Florida. They've had a lot of success with D linemen from the state of Florida. I think everybody knows that state produces some D linemen, and this is a guy they've been on. You know, I know that talking to Keith Niebuhr, Florida is a major, major target for Florida. Even hear some talk about Miami here too as well. So these don't come easy at all. And this is your time. This is where Georgia's been really successful, man. getting in front of the family, getting in front of the parents, sitting everything down, having Kirby go one-on-one with you and showing you exactly, this is what you do here. This is what you get here. This is what we're, you know, this is kind of how we're going to lay out everything for you. They've been a lot. They've been really successful in that part of it. So I think getting him here on this visit this weekend, you know, Trey Scott's got some guys that he would love to land this weekend, and it certainly starts with him.
Absolutely, man. I mean, that to me, there just are not a lot of frames like that. 6'5", 315. Yeah. I mean, that is
no
steel guy for the middle of a defense. A couple of interesting tight ends, Matt Ludwig.
I don't think Matt Ludwig's coming in this weekend.
Ludwig's not going to make it after the Michigan commit. All right. Yeah, but Braylon Fogle is a guy that has been mentioned with Georgia a lot. And he's had some very positive things to say about Georgia. Now, I'll say this. My feeling on Fogle was that if you were to go get Bowman, you go after Prothrow, and you got Keys involved, this might not be a guy that you would necessarily see as pursued as hard. Bowman out of the picture, Prothrow refocused. This guy feels like, Rusty, he really wants to maybe be in Athens. He has some glowing things to say about the Dogs each and every time he talks about them.
I think if you look at Georgia and you're tied in, I would take this visit. You know what I mean? Sure. The question is going to be, would Georgia take three if they get Prothrow and Keys? I don't know the answer to that. I could tell you the answer to that if it would have been Mark Bowman.
Right.
And they were recruiting like that. But are they trying to take three in his class? I don't know. But I know that, you take these visits as a prospect to kind of learn where you are, how things are, and you sit there face to face with the coaches. So this is another one of those weekends with Todd Hartley that he's probably going to say, "Hey, you're a take here, dude. You know, if you tell me today you're coming, welcome to the class." So that's something we'll learn too this weekend as we talk to him post visit. But this is a guy that Georgia certainly has been involved with. Todd Hartley went to see him in the spring, so it tells you that you know where he is on their board.
What if you took a whole team just made out of tight ends? I mean, just they got them just left and right. The other guy, Rusty, from this weekend, last one here that I want to touch on because it's very interesting to me. Vanderbilt with a top 100 prospect in Caden Harris, four-star guy, number 83 in the country. Now, he is a guy from the Volunteer State, so he's got the in-state ties, but just committed to Vanderbilt here recently. That name, we can call it what it is. Vanderbilt's not going to scare people in the same way that Texas or USC or Miami does in the NIL market. So this one is one that Georgia has been involved with for some time. You know, this one and Kennan, but this one to me, Caden Harris coming out of Tennessee, one to watch, it feels like.
Yeah, and I asked Chad when he committed. I said, Chad, what's going on here? You know, what's the deal? And he said, Rusty, I'll tell you right now, they were very aggressive NIL. So here's the thing when you start talking about this kid out of Brownsville, Tennessee, you start thinking about every team now gets the money. They're assuming they'll get this money from the settlement. So they've got money. Vanderbilt's got money to spend NIL too. And they chose to go very aggressive here. This kid had Alabama, Auburn, Ole Miss, Georgia, everybody. Offered him, and in the end, he chose Vanderbilt. So far, he's a top 100 player. He's a 6 foot, 175 pound corner. And, you know, I know that Georgia recruited him really hard. They went up there a couple times and saw him. I think when he committed to Vanderbilt, I think that the understanding was that I'm still going to take this OV to Georgia. So this is a big one. This is one that I feel like that we'll know pretty quickly after this. Sure. Maybe some point next week we're going to know, like, is this kid sticking with Vandy or is Georgia, you know, put enough in his head? This thing could turn. So don't discount it being Vanderbilt because I do know they have money now. And when everybody gets that, and you choose the way you want to spend it. And I was told from Chad that they were very aggressive with him and made a big deal, big offer to him, and he took it. So we'll see.
It's a different world, man. You're not different used to world. Hearing
my man Barton Simmons up there with a debit card, and he's doing some work.
No doubt about it. Rusty, another huge one, man. No doubt about it. Guys, we will have it all covered for you over on Dogs HQ. Make sure to get over, hang out with us over on the Dog Walk message board. We'll have visit recaps from Steve Wilfong, Chad Simmons, Jeremy Johnson, and I'll be working it. Rusty will have the notes coming. You know that's all happening. Get over, check it out, hang out with us. Tis the season. Appreciate you tuning in on your Thursday. We'll catch up with you soon. Have a great day.